This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 7th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. CARB strikes deal on ZEV trucks. Drought may hit more than crops. And industry giants eye Camelina. CARB strikes deal on building ZEV trucks. The Air Resources Board yesterday announced a partnership with truck and engine manufacturers on producing medium and heavy-duty models to meet the agency's aggressive climate mandates. Governor Newsom touted the deal as, quote, showing the rest of the country that California can both cut dangerous pollution and build the economy of the future. CARB Chair Leon Randolph said the agreement, quote, makes it clear that we have shared goals to tackle pollution and climate change. Jed Mandel, president of the Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association, noted the coalition has, quote, secured needed lead time and stability for manufacturers and agreed on regulatory changes that will ensure continued availability of commercial vehicles. Under the deal, CARB will align with EPA's nitrogen oxide regulations for 2027, provide 4 years of lead time for complying with regulations, and 3 years of regulatory stability before imposing new regulations. Truck manufacturers, in turn, committed to meeting CARB's zero-emission and criteria pollutant regulations, regardless of any legal challenges to California's authority. Remember, CARB's regulations will end all diesel truck sales by 2036, while seeking to convert all trucks on the road to ZEVs by 2045. On that note, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has joined a Democratic coalition calling for EPA to adopt more stringent greenhouse gas reduction standards than it's proposing for 2027. Loss of glyphosate would harm U.S. ag, Bayer report says. A grim future awaits American agriculture if glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is no longer available to growers, a new report commissioned by Bayer concludes. The Aimpoint Research report uses, quote, military wargaming techniques, among other methods, to find that a world without glyphosate would force farmers in turn to alternative chemistries and adjust their practices, but, quote, at a substantial cost to them and the environment. The loss of glyphosate would not be trivial, the report says. The report says that growers would face, quote, increased input and operating costs, with small farmers disproportionately affected. Further analysis reveals a cascading chain of likely higher-order effects and unintended consequences, the most impactful being the rapid release of additional greenhouse gases and the reversal of decades of conservation and sustainability gains. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA's EV race sparks concern in ag and auto industries. Agriculture and renewable energy groups have told EPA the agency is pursuing an impractical single technology solution for auto emissions that fails to account for the benefits of biofuels. EPA estimates its proposed tailpipe emission standards would require two-thirds of new light-duty vehicles to be electric by the 2032 model year. In comments made to EPA on the standards, critics say the proposal does not account for potential high cost of battery components or reflect consumer demand for electric vehicles. The proposal, quote, tilts the scale toward electric vehicles as it only accounts for emissions from one segment of the value chain with its focus on vehicle tailpipes. That, according to joint comments filed with the EPA by the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, Growth Energy, Renewable Fuels Association, National Association of Convenience Stores, and other groups representing travel plazas and truck stops and leading fuel marketers. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. USGS finds PFAS widely distributed in tap water samples. Urban residents have a higher chance of finding PFAS in their tap water than rural residents. That according to a new study from the U.S. Geological Survey. USGS tested for the presence of 32 of the so-called forever chemicals, finding at least 1 in 45% of samples. USGS scientists say there's a 75% chance that PFAS won't be found in rural areas, compared to only 25% in urban areas. Most of the exposure was observed near urban areas and potential PFAS sources, USGS says. This included the Great Plains, Great Lakes, Eastern Seaboard, and the Central Southern California regions. Take note. The study only found a positive association between one PFAS compound and pasture land and suggested that biosolid applications may not pose a serious contamination threat in cultivated cropland. With an eye on biofuel demand, Bunge and Chevron buy Camelina firm. Oil and agribusiness giants continue to make investments in new feedstock for biofuels, including sustainable aviation fuel. Chevron and Bunge have acquired Charcar Servicios, an Argentine-based company that produces the oilseed cover crop, Camelina sativa. The companies see Camelina as a new oil source in their global supply chains and a way to meet the growing demand for lower carbon renewable feedstocks, that according to a press release. The companies did not disclose the terms of the transaction. Now keep in mind, Camelina could be used for jet fuel as well as renewable diesel. The airlines and the Biden administration have a goal of using 3 billion gallons of SAF by 2030. USDA expands insurance options for some crops. U.S. Department of Agriculture is expanding crop insurance options for forage production and some specialty crops. Growers will now be able to insure alfalfa seed, cultivated wild rice, mint, onions, potatoes, and forage production by enterprise units. Enterprise units allow producers to insure all acres of the same crop in a county. Insuring crops by enterprise units reduces premiums due to the geographic diversification. The larger the unit, the lower the risk and insurance premiums. At a press release, RMA says it plans to expand the option to dozens more specialty and other APH crop programs with these benefits in the coming months. APH stands for Actual Production History. Now keep in mind, the announcement comes as lawmakers are considering additional measures to increase the use of crop insurance by growers of fruits, vegetables, and other specialty crops. Well, here's today's He Said It. Much of the decline in exports is not real. That Christopher Thornburg, founding partner of Beacon Economics, in an analysis showing global supply chains are finally catching up to demand. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.